This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You'd have thought that if ever there was going to be a moment when massive open online courses were going to take off, the pandemic would have been it. And they did at first. Companies that offered those courses reported huge spikes in enrollment as people took classes in technical drawing and philosophy and Adobe Illustrator and a zillion other things. Some of those companies were able to raise more funding. Others actually went public. Now, though, things are not so boomy. One of the companies, Udemy, says it's cutting 10% of its workforce. Another, Coursera, let go some employees last fall. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at the massive online courses market.
59-year-old retired engineer Steve Meyer has taken half a dozen massive online courses.
Use it or lose it. It's a way to keep your marbles.
Meyer also wants to help others keep their marbles. He works now as a massage therapist in Silicon Valley and sees many older adults, some who have dementia. So he took an online class in neuroscience to learn about stimulating nerves. He says all the classes have been free.
Never paid.
The online platforms likely hope he eventually does take a course that costs money. In the meantime, these companies are bringing in money from corporate clients looking to upskill their workforce, says Stephen Sheldon, an analyst with the bank William Blair.
They want businesses to pay for this at scale for all of their employees.
Neuroscience classes for all, or a management course, or a ukulele class just as a morale booster. Thing is, says Sheldon, many of these businesses see a possible recession in the future, and...
One of the areas that can get cut in that environment is the learning and development budget.
And when corporate clients make cuts, that puts the squeeze on these online learning platforms and is likely why we're seeing the layoffs from Udemy and Coursera.
I think both need to show a path to not necessarily being highly profitable in the near term, but at least show that they can get to that break-even point.
One upside, online training has become integral to corporate culture. Jason Salino is an equity research analyst for KeyBank Capital Markets and says this is a big shift.
So they send you somewhere for 2 weeks and you're expected to learn it within the boundaries of a 9-to-5. And I think during the pandemic, that really accelerated the online shift.
Because employees do want to learn, and now they're used to doing it on their own terms. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.